10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Modo Casino. Modo's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part, guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Modo, America's social casino. Play for free on Modo.us.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
This is Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter.
A father accused of locking his adopted son inside a cage. Join us as we hear the facts behind these charges
through live courtroom audio from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
We have the playback
queue. Do you want to do a test first?
We can do a test.
Hi.
All right, so hold on. Mr. White, are you going through cross-examination?
Yes, Judge, I am.
All right, so you may proceed, sir. Thank you.
All right. Your Honor, how are you?
I'm fine.
All right, let's go. Go with it. All right, you may bring the jurors out. And this is an hour. An hour. Okay.
An hour, you said, right? An hour. What
do you say? 50 cents.
Jury and I.
Okay. All rise. All right, everyone may be seated. All right, members of the jury, we have the October 4th testimony of Fiona Ferriter queued up. It's about 47 minutes of audio. So with that, Danny, you can go ahead and have recording begin playback.
All right, so Mr. White, are you going through cross-examination?
Yes, Judge.
All right, so you may proceed, sir. Thank you.
Fiona, how are you?
I'm fine.
You might be nervous. I'm just here to ask you some questions. If you don't understand anything I ask you, you can't understand the question.
Okay.
Let's start with your brother's name. It's Roni Ty Tan Ferriter, correct?
Yes.
So you've been calling him Ty, right?
Yes.
So you want me to call him Ty when we're talking about
Ronan him? Is fine.
Ronan is fine. All right. So let's go back to Arizona. So some of what you talked about yesterday was Arizona, and some of it was Florida. Arizona, you were there from approximately what year to what year that you remember?
Last around fifth grade, and then we came back in the middle of my sophomore year, so whatever time period that was.
Okay. So you're in fifth grade, you think you were around 10? Thank you. led to the many, many doctor visits that you went to, correct?
No.
But your parents went to those visits, correct?
I assume yes.
You don't know if your parent went to a visit for the doctor?
I didn't really.
Okay. And you never obviously saw any of the medical reports that your parents saw, correct?
No.
Correct? Yesterday you said that your brother wasn't allowed to have certain snacks, correct?
Yes.
And you're aware that he was, your parents were trying to curtail the sugary snacks in his diet, correct?
That's what he said.
So you're aware of that, right?
Yes.
Right. And you didn't go to any of the mental health visits that your brother went to. He was seen at therapy. You didn't go to those, correct?
When was this?
This would have been in Arizona.
He was going to a therapist. I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. Which would also mean you weren't aware of anything the therapist would have conveyed to the family in terms of Ronan's condition?
No.
Okay. So let's go back to the food snacks. Yesterday you said he was essentially not allowed to have food and snacks, but the other food, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Were you aware that, did you think your brother at any point looked malnourished? Or in any way, like he was getting too thin or anything like that?
Yes.
And when did you convey that to anybody?
I never said anything.
All right. And are you, you said that about the snacks, that you weren't allowed to have snacks. Isn't it true you do not know if when he was hungry that he actually ate snacks or not? You don't know that.
Repeat that?
Sure. You're unaware that when Ronan was hungry, whether or not he actually ate a snack. You don't know that.
He wasn't allowed to get his own snacks.
You remember talking to, he spoke to somebody on the road back on February 1 of 2022. And Directing Board of Counsel, page 55, line 8. As to snacks, about reality is you were pretty busy doing homework or at school or at your sister's games during that time, and you didn't really have any reason to go to Robert's room, correct?
Yes.
And you spent a lot of your time in your own room reading, correct?
Yes.
You also talked yesterday about Ronan not going to your events, and you must be talking about in Arizona, correct?
Yes.
And your brother Ronan was present, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then looking at six, do you remember Ronan now attending your spelling bee? Yesterday, you said that Ronan did not do his homework in the house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that would include in Arizona, correct?
Yes.
Showing you what's been previously marked as Exhibit 7.
Seven in evidence over objections. You may continue, Ms. Wayne.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have the clerk? So I don't lose track of that. Yesterday, you also said that Ronan was not allowed to attend family events. Do you recall saying that?
Not all the time.
All right. So he attended
some family events.
Some family events. Okay. And when he attended those family events, those would include trips outside when to things that were like going to see like the Aerospace Museum, for example.
I don't recall the Aerospace Museum, but he would come sometimes.
Okay. Can we show you Defense 8? Who's in the picture? Anybody remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember the people in the picture?
Yes.
All right. Do you remember where this picture was taken?
No.
All right. Do you recall taking family hikes, which included Roman?
Yes.
And to Sabino Canyon?
Yes.
Do you recall your client spending time at the Tucson Hotel JW Marriott Pool.
No.
Showing you what's been marked for identification as defense 10. Does that help refresh your recollection?
I don't remember this.
All right. Yesterday you said Rona was not allowed to play outside, correct?
I believe I said not usual.
Okay. But you would be allowed to play outside, correct?
On occasion.
You would play outside in the backyard in Arizona, correct?
If you would call it a backyard.
Setting aside, what do you think of the backyard space?
Hold on a second, Dwight. We're getting noise from outside that's interfering with our ability to hear us. Let that pass as a train. All right, I'm going to ask you to restate the last question and give the witness a chance to restate your answer.
My last question, Fiona, was whether you recall Ronan playing outside in the backyard in Arizona.
Yes.
Play at times with the other kids in your family, correct?
Yes.
Do you recall all of you kids playing at a friend's house swimming pool in Arizona?
In general.
Okay. Well, a swimming pool in Arizona that was not your home, but the home of a family friend.
I'm not sure I'm understanding what you're asking.
Let me show you something and see if it helps you narrow down where I'm asking. Showing you what's been marked identification is defense 12. Do you recognize that location and the people in that picture?
I recognize my siblings, but I don't recognize the person.
You don't have to get a clearer answer from you. I heard you say you recognize...
I recognize my siblings, but I don't recognize the person in the middle between my brother and my sister.
Okay. And your brother, that's Ronan, correct?
Yes.
All right. And you're at a swimming pool, correct?
Yes.
And your house didn't have a swimming pool, right?
Which one, in Arizona?
Yes.
It did have a swimming pool.
Okay. Is that your house in Arizona swimming pool?
No.
All right. So is it fair to say that there were times where you all went out together, including going to friends' houses?
At times, yes. Yes.
And that was a family vacation day, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. celebrate, did your family celebrate Ronan's birthdays?
Yes.
And by celebrate, how would they do that? Bring out a cake, everyone, family sitting around the table, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Ronan was involved in martial arts, correct?
Yes.
And your parents put all the kids, other than Pierce, who's very small, in some activities, correct?
Yes.
And you were involved in track at some point at basic?
I did not go to basic.
Okay. Did you ever do track?
Yes.
All right. Was Ronan doing track with you?
Where?
When you were doing track.
I did track in two places, here and in Arizona.
Let's talk about Arizona. Did Ronan do track in Arizona?
Yes.
Saying that Ronan would be outside moving shells.
Yes.
That's here in Florida, correct?
Correct.
And that was this current time in Florida from end of December of 21 to the end of January of 22, correct?
Yes.
And the house your parents moved into in Jupiter had in front of it a tree with a bunch of shells around it, correct?
Yes.
They didn't want the shells, so there was an effort to remove the shells slowly and get rid of them, correct?
Yes.
And that's what you're talking about that Ronan was working on, correct?
Yes.
You had chores in the house too, didn't you?
Yes.
And so did Nola?
Yes.
And the types of chores that you and Nola had would be mostly inside the house, cleaning up, that sort of thing, correct?
Yes.
And the types of chores that your brother Ronan had were mostly outside things, right?
Yes.
So Ronan had posters in his room at some point, correct?
Yes.
In fact, your parents got those for him for Christmas, one of the Christmases, correct?
I don't remember.
Let me see if I can refresh your recollection of the statement you made on February 1, 2022. Report of Council to page 24, line 13. there were some posters that your parents got wrong for Christmas, correct?
Yes.
And at some point, Ronan shredded all of these posters, didn't he?
He did.
Ronan used to also have a dresser in his room in Arizona, correct?
He did.
And this dresser was taken out of the room, correct?
Yes.
And it was because he was ripping his clothes up when he got upset, correct?
Yes.
And the dresser was placed just outside of his room.
This is in Arizona, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So in late January of 22, Ronan had run away, correct?
Yes.
He had run away at least two times before that, correct?
Yes, but not here.
In Arizona?
Yes.
And your parents at some point had a family meeting, I think it was when you first ran away, and asked you all how you felt about him running away, correct?
I don't remember.
Referring court and counsel to the statement of February 1st, 22, page 32. Line 16 to the end of the page. I'm going to give you this. Read from this line to the end of the page and when you're done. So your parents had a family meeting the first time you ran away, and they asked you all how you felt about it.
Yes.
And your position was that...
As to the answer or to the question?
As
to the answer. Overrule is to the answer, and overrule as to the question as phrased. You may answer. What was her position?
No, yeah, the question was exactly what was your position about when they had those meetings, they asked you how you felt about it, what was your position? If you recall.
Let me be clear, I'm allowing her to state what her position was, not what she said. She could testify to what her position was, and then not be hearsay, so I'm going to allow that.
Sorry, can you repeat what you're asking?
Yes. Previous question where I asked you, they had meetings. When you first ran away, they asked you all how you felt about it. What was your position on that?
On him running away?
On how you felt about that. How did you feel about that? Him running away, yes. First time.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to ask the question again, Kim?
No, I heard you. I'm just trying to think.
Can we hear that? Do you need to read that or reset that?
She said, I heard the question. I'm just trying. And she stopped.
Okay.
I'm trying to think.
Trying to think.
Okay, good. Take your time.
I'm just When he ran away, I wasn't really sure what to think. I was surprised, but also tried to understand why he would do it. I was worried, I guess, is one answer, is my answer. I'm not sure I'm understanding the question, though.
All right. I'm going to move on. Is it fair to say that when he would be getting in trouble back then, around the time frame of Arizona, that you didn't often know why he was getting in trouble?
I didn't know the specifics of why he got in trouble.
Did you think at any point that he was being wild or energetic, anything like that?
He was hyper.
Did you ever notice it was very difficult to calm him down once he got going?
Yes.
Did you ever see your parents try to make efforts to calm him down with words?
Yes.
Yesterday you said that Ronan got in trouble and things would be taken away from him.
Yes.
Well, there were times you got in trouble with your parents, correct?
Yes.
And they would take things away from you, correct?
Yes.
Like your electronics, right?
Yes.
And Ronan had an eye touch and that got taken away at some point?
Yes.
And you're aware Ronan would steal from inside the home?
Yes.
You're aware at some point he stole other people's credit cards?
Yes.
He, in fact, stole your money at one point?
Yes.
And you and your sister did not do these same types of things, correct?
No.
You're aware that Ronan was asked to write sentences at some point?
Yes.
And the sentence was usually, "I will not steal," correct?
That's one of them.
Another one was, "I will not lie."
Also another one.
So that house, there was, so walk in the front entry. free when you're in the living room, correct?
Yes.
And then there's a dining room to your left, and a family room to your right, and the kitchen is the back on the left.
Yes.
And then if you go to the left through a door, there's a bedroom, correct?
Yes.
Was that your bedroom?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then if you went opposite your bedroom, down some stairs, you get to the garage, correct?
So the way that was situated is my bedroom, there's a laundry room, downstairs is the garage, and then there's a bathroom.
The bathroom is in the hallway between the garage and your bedroom?
It's on the other end of my, so if I'm looking at my bedroom here, the bathroom's on my right.
Okay. And the other three bedrooms were on the far opposite side of the house from your bedroom, correct?
Yes.
So you had to cross from your bedroom through the dining room, through the family room and living room, to the other three bedrooms on the other side of the house?
Yes.
And before Pierce was born, Ronan was in one of those rooms, correct?
Yes.
And so it's fair to say it was pretty far from your room in terms of the distance within that one house, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's fair to say that Ronan moved into a room in the garage around the time that Pierce was born, right?
Yes.
Thank you, Ms. White. Ms. Coleman, do you have any redirect?
I have
her. All right, you may begin.
So, I want to start with the layout of the house. When you talked about being able to hear some of the physical abuse that was happening.
Yes.
What room was Ronan in at that point?
In the garage.
Okay. So, the location of your bedroom in the Arizona house as it related to the garage was close to the garage?
Yes.
And so you could hear the physical abuse when it was happening there?
Yes.
And did you, in fact, see an instance where he was pressed up against a wall?
Yes.
Okay. Were his feet on the ground when that happened?
I don't remember.
Okay. Did that incident scare you?
Yes.
What were you worried about?
That he was grabbing too tight, that something worse than just hurt might happen.
Okay, can you just say that a little louder?
Sorry. Something worse would happen than just the
crackdown. Okay, worse than how?
Are you the? All right, stop. Let's have her restate that answer so the jury can hear it.
So, what were you worried worse would happen?
I was worried that one day that he might accidentally.
Overruled.
And he would accidentally kill another.
And is that based on the physical force that you saw?
Yes.
And the level of anger and aggression you saw the defendant do towards your brother?
Yeah.
Is this emotional for you to talk about?
Yeah.
How come?
I don't want to think about my brother not being here. It's not fair.
On cross-examination, the defense asked you about, were there times you think you saw efforts to calm your brother down with words? What were those efforts like?
Angry. Stern, not comforting at all.
Okay. Is Is that how he was talked to and treated by both your parents, Tim and Tracy?
Objection, hearsay.
At the time that it was happening to you, did some of the, when you were living in the house, did you really understand whether or not what was happening to Ronan was wrong?
In Arizona?
Yeah, in Arizona.
I started having to...
Objection as to the foundation of the question.
Go ahead. Just make sure you speak loudly, please.
Can you repeat it?
Yeah, at the time when it was happening, all these things are happening to your brother in Arizona. Did you understand that what was happening was wrong?
Yes.
Okay. Did it kind of, your understanding of what was happening as you got older, did that evolve?
It changed, yes.
Okay, how did it change?
It became more clear that... I'm sorry.
Take your time.
It kind of coalesced into like actual understanding of what was going on, so I could identify a word to go with it.
Okay, what's that word?
Abuse.
Now, we talked on cross-examination a little bit about some of the things that your brother did do with the family. What's the time period total that you lived in Arizona?
I can't call exactly, but I want to say like 5 years.
Okay, so over 5 or 6 years, were there times that he got to do stuff with your family?
Yes.
Over that 5 or 6 years, were there also times where he was left home alone in his room?
Yes.
And times when you guys would be gone for all day?
Yes.
And he would be left home alone in his room?
Yes.
So those pictures that you looked at, that the defense showed you, those are all events that he went to in Arizona, correct?
Yes.
And some of them are as long as 5 or 6 years ago.
Yes.
And you talked about, we saw that picture of him doing homework in the house with you. Is that in the house in Arizona?
Yes.
Is that a common occurrence?
Not all the time.
Was it rare for that type of thing to happen?
It would happen if someone had supervision, so I was there. I don't remember exactly, but it wasn't. I'll just say it wasn't often.
So there are times, you're not saying that the stuff that happened was when he was in the room was every single day, every minute of the day.
No.
There were times when he was outside and allowed to play.
Yes.
But most of the time, where was he?
In his room or even outside.
Okay. Now, I want the defense asked you about, you know, in Florida, were you meeting in your room a lot?
Yes.
Okay. Do you still know what's going on in your house?
Vaguely, yes.
And you lived in the same house as your brother?
Yes.
And during the time in Florida, did you see him a lot?
Not often.
And is that because he's out of the house at school or something else?
Either at school or outside in the yard.
And then where's the only other place he was?
Room.
Now, you mentioned about how he was treated in Arizona. Was he treated the same way in Florida?
Objection.
What role is that?
Regarding work, yes. He was outside and in his room a lot roughly.
You talked about how when you observed your parents deal with him, that there was anger. Is that how, when they interacted with him, is that what you observed in the situation in Florida as well?
Anger or frustration.
Okay. Was there yelling at him?
Yes.
That's all the questions I have.
All right. And that concludes your testimony. You may step down. Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the playback of the testimony of Fiona Ferreter. You may return to the jury room and continue your deliberations. All right, everyone may be seated. Court will be in recess.
There's more to come.
Kid in a Cage.
Florida versus Timothy Ferriter from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Press subscribe now.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Moto Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.